From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Republican congressional candidate Colin Schmidt on October 21st shared a dishonestly edited social media post excerpted from a Freeman video interview to suggest that U.S. Representative Pat Ryan, his Democratic opponent, responded to a Freeman question in a way he did not. The post appeared on Schmidt's Twitter account along with a comment stating, and I quote, "Honesty is the best policy," end quote. Ryan's actual answer from the interview was cut from the video. Ryan was running for the 18th congressional district seat and spoke to the Freeman on October 21st in a one-hour video interview. Schmidt declined repeatedly to participate in both a debate hosted by the Freeman and in a video interview with the paper, the only invited candidate to do so. He participated in a one-hour Meet the Candidate forum hosted by the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce on September 27th, his only appearance with Ryan in Ulster County. Schmidt, a state assembly member from New Windsor, backed out of a debate with Ryan at Bard College, but had one debate with Ryan at Marist College, hosted by Spectrum News, and a candidate forum by the Dutchess Chamber of Commerce last week. During his interview with the Freeman, Ryan was asked about his past employment with Dataminter, which gathers public information from social media and sells it to a variety of companies across the world. In that interview, Ryan answers, and I quote, "Sure, this is another area where there's a lot of BS information out there where it's totally misleading," end quote. But in the campaign clip, the video was cut after Ryan said the word, and I quote, "Sure," end quote, making it sound as if Ryan admitted that the content gathered was sold to Russia. Schmidt and the National Republican Congressional Committee Regional Press Secretary, Samantha Bullock, each shared the misleading clip along with comments that also intentionally mischaracterized what Ryan said. Despite being told the clip was dishonestly edited and that Ryan had not said what the two were claiming, neither Schmidt nor Bullock would remove the post from their Twitter accounts. Bullock did not respond to an email seeking comment. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andre Amaco is reporting for Porcupine Soup. A retro diner, upper mid-scale hotel, expanded steward shop, and a new tourism center are all part of the Green Industrial Development Agency's plan for Route 23B. The IDA began work on a 60-acre business park on Route 23B near New York State Thruway Exit 21 in 2017, securing 8 parcels, completing an environmental impact statement, and mitigating sensitive archaeological areas in order to attract new businesses. Now the IDA is announcing the first tenant, Bell Jar Holdings Company, in the Exit 21 West Business Park. Bell Jar Holdings acquired a 1.7-acre parcel with plans to rehabilitate the existing garage on the site and add a 1950s diner as a second building. The garage will be converted into a gourmet food market, and the 1950s diner will open as a bar serving local beers and cocktails. The new owners, Dennis Canuck and Rhiannon Jones, say, and I quote, "We look forward to creating a welcoming space for locals and visitors alike to get a taste of the best the Catskills and the Hudson Valley have to offer," end quote. Additional land is available in the park and is being prepared for future development. The IDA is constructing a new access road, will extend water and sewer lines, and is getting the site ready for 3 pads. One of those pads is dedicated to a new 80-room upper-middle-scale hotel. The IDA recently signed a term sheet with Windsor Hospitality Management and Southern Realty and Development to build and operate a Hampton Inn by Hilton. Greene County Legislator Chairman Patrick Linger said the county is quite pleased with the hotel agreement. Stewart Shops has also signed a contract to purchase land in the Exit 21 East Business Park to relocate and build a new retail store. The new Stewarts will be located at the current site of the Greene County Tourism Center. The tourism center will be torn down to allow a new Stewarts to be built. The existing Stewarts will be renovated to house a new tourism visiting center. The IDA set aside the funds to help with the construction of the center, and Stewart's will donate the building. Eric Hoagland, chairman of the Green IDA board, said to expect shovels in the ground by early 2023 and lots of construction activity at both sites. Read more at porcupinesoup.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Police Chief L. Edward Moore reported an employee of Barbado Disposal of Hillsdale was killed the morning of October 24th in an accident involving a trash dumpster in the city of Hudson. Police did not provide the worker's name pending notification of family members. At about 11:21 a.m., Hudson police received a report that a dumpster had fallen on top of a man in the 200 block of Long Alley. All available Hudson police units responded to the scene to assist the Greenport Rescue Squad. Moore said Officer Kevin Kaiser and the paramedics attempted life-saving measures, including CPR, without success. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Based on witness accounts, the dumpster fell on the worker while it was being lowered to the ground from a garbage truck. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration was notified of the accident. Moore said investigators spent several hours on the scene and the entire area was closed to the public. Barbado Disposal is family-owned and has operated locally for more than 60 years. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.